It may be one of the most unique businesses to ever be placed on the National Register of Historic Places. That doesn't mean the type of work here was uncommon, but it was certainly a piece of one region's history that impacted the local economy. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Laura Ziegler came to Fort Smith, Arkansas from Vermont. In 1903, she built the grandest bordello in the West. Carolyn Joyce says business grew, and in 1911, Laura sold the operation to one of her working girls, Bertha Gale, who continued for many years.
Legally, until 1924, when the ordinance was passed in Fort Smith, which made prostitution illegal. However, she continued to operate illegally, and later she ran it as a boarding house, which it was still used for the same purpose.
And that continued until her death in 1948. Miss Laura, and later Bertha, had quite a business on the border of Oklahoma.
Her clients were mostly the local affluent, not the guys coming in on the train. The other houses charged $1, and Miss Laura was charging $3. Now, to put that in perspective, that was at a time when people worked all week maybe for $3.
In the early 1960s, the infamous houses were dilapidated, were gone altogether.
By then, the other six houses were all gone, and there was an article in the paper that if there was not a buyer, by September of 1963, this house would be shoved down. So Don Reynolds of Don Ray Media came in and bought it just to save it from the wrecking ball. The first bordello to ever be placed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Visitors can see that old building today. Minus its original purpose, of course.
There's so much of this that's still original as far as woodwork, fretwork, the staircase is original. We have one of the original stained glass pieces.
Today, the building houses the city's CVB and Tourist Information Center. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.